Well, 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 if it isn't another week, and even though it's just getting started, I hope it's going well for you. Hello, you wonderful person. My name is Fuzz Martin, and this is a show that I like to call 15 Minutes with Fuzz. You can call it that, too. On this show, we feature positive things that happen in and around Washington County, and by things, I mean people, organizations, places, businesses, and a bunch of other whatnots. On this week's show, I'm joined by Judy Greenfield. Judy is the founder of the all-new Richfield Farmers Market, which kicks off its inaugural year this year. How exciting is that? Also, totally just realized that my guest name is Judy Greenfield, and we're talking about a farmer's market. Greenfield Farmers Market. How cool and fun is that? We'll put all that nonsense aside and get on with the show. With that, here are 15 minutes on the Richfield Farmers Market with Judy Greenfield on 15 Minutes with Fuzz. All right, Judy, thank you for joining me today. So we're here to talk about the all-new Richfield Farmers Market. What got you inspired to start a farmers market in Richfield?
So it goes back to my childhood. I'm actually a military brat.
Okay.
And I grew up in Germany, and I graduated from high school in Belgium. So in both of those places, farmers markets are a normal thing. It's just there. It's been there for hundreds of years. So then, you know, when I came to Wisconsin, I noticed Wisconsin is very into farmers markets, but not in Richfield. And I always wondered why. And I always thought, okay, somebody's going to open one here for sure. So 10 years went by in a blink of an eye, and still, you know, there wasn't one opened. And last summer, my husband and I, we started traveling all over Wisconsin and going to farmers markets. But there was one particular one in Sheboygan that just got me. It was, you know, a beautiful June day. We were there with the kids having a great time. And I just stopped and I said, why don't we have one in Richfield? And I'm like, I should start one. My husband and my daughter, they're like, do it, do it. So I laughed, you know, we got back home and the thought swirled around in my head for a while, but I really didn't act on it. Then I had read something that was pretty profound. It said, if you want, you know, an excellent life, you have to create it.
Mm-hmm.
And it touched me so deeply. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Excellent. And so here we are today talking about it. It's actually kind of the same way this podcast started, because I was on social media during the pandemic and I was seeing all like the negative comments and people getting at each other's throats. And I'm like, I really wish there was something more positive for people to consume. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to say that, I should probably act upon it. So that's why we started this show, in order to try to bring out the positive things happening in the area. So, and again, that's why we're here to talk about this. So you are starting the Richfield Farmers Market. Can you give us a little bit of the process behind starting something like this? I assume it's a lot of work.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea what, you know, it would entail. The very first thing I did was I approached the village and I said, is anyone wanting to do this? And if I do it, how does a village feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
And they were very supportive, but we all knew that because this was new, there would be many things that would have to take place. And I would say from that conversation to when it got approved by the village was about 40 or so meetings.
Oh, really? Okay.
With many different groups, with the village, with the historical society, with, you know, some vendors, with the Department of Public Works. So there's a lot more involved than I could ever imagine.
Sure. And I saw you have a website up and
yes,
getting all that going. Now is, and then starting the business side of that as well,
yes,
right? There's a lot involved.
Yes. So we are operating as a nonprofit.
Okay. That's even more layers.
So one of the things that I did was I had to go to the Parks Department meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And my very first meeting, I'll never forget it. You know, I just came in to see, hey, what do they think of this idea? And they all were so on board. They had a million questions and I was kind of like a deer in headlights. But it let me know that, you know what, there's real interest, there's support behind this. And that was kind of the fuel that I needed to really you know, go with this idea. And then, you know, it seemed like people came out of the woodworks to help me, and a farmers market board was formed.
Okay.
And the experience of the people in this group is just unbelievable. We have a former CPA. We have a project manager who is also a vendor at another market. We had someone who just graduated college with, you know, a focus on environmentalism. So between the four of us, it's been fantastic.
Great. Yeah. It sounds like you've got a great team there. And you'd mentioned the parks department. So is the farmers market going to be located in one of Richfield's parks?
Yes, it's going to be located at Nature Park. And originally, that is not where I wanted it to be. So okay. That's kind of a funny story. I wanted it to be at Heritage Park, which is right by Village Hall. Mm-hmm. But there's so many sports going on there right now. So, and they operate all throughout the summer. And that's when we would want to have the farmers market. So the village suggested, what about Fireman's Park? There wasn't a lot of room for growth or parking over there. So that wasn't a good, you know, location. And then out of the woodworks, the Richfield Historical Society said, you know what? How about us? How about over here? Which I didn't even think was a possibility. And they were so warm and welcoming. And so we explored that area. And that's where we ended up landing the nature park part of the park.
And where's that at?
So that is at right off of Highway 164. It's 1894, Wisconsin 164 in Richfield.
Okay, so you have your park. You've got the village on board. We're starting to talk about it. So when is the farmers market officially going to open in Richfield?
It's going to open June 1st. We're going to open most Saturdays until the end of October.
What kind of vendors do you expect to have? And I assume you're already getting vendors signed up for this, right?
Yes, we already have a good number of vendors. The type of vendors that we have, it's going to be a producer's market. So all over Wisconsin, there's different kinds of farmers markets. Some allow mass manufactured goods from stores. Some don't. They're all different. We decided for ours, that's not the vision we wanted to go with. So it's producers only, which means you have to grow it. You have to make it, create it, bake it.
Sure. So you have a big selection of obviously produce and fruits and crafts and other goods like that.
So some of our vendors right now, sourdough bread, heritage fruits and vegetables. We have an alpaca farmer. We have Polish pastries. We have artists, flowers, jewelry, kettle corn, and so much more.
Awesome. This sounds really great. So what time of day is it going to be open when it is?
So it's Saturdays. And this is something different we're doing too, because based on my research, farmers markets are starting to change a little bit. They're starting to become more of a social gathering and not just a place to go and get your vegetables. It's somewhere people want to go socialize and eat. So we do have food trucks also.
Oh, great.
So people can grab lunch there, do a little bit of shopping and, you know, say hi to their neighbors, say hi to the vendors, see where their food is grown by, the farmers and learn about it.
That's really cool. So it'll be open a little bit later than the typical early morning ones.
Yes. The other thing about opening a little bit later, the farmers can harvest their crops that morning instead of doing the night before. So it's actually the freshest possible. And I can't tell you how many vendors and customers who have said, thank you so much. They don't want to get up at 6 or 7 a.m.
Sure. Yeah. I've been to a few farmers markets, and when you get there early, you think about how early the people had to get there to set up their booths.
Yes.
and get their stuff to look great and be presented well. And again, grabbing the produce is an extra step in that process. So if somebody wants to be a vendor, I assume you're currently taking applications for vendors?
We are. And I've also had people contact me that aren't ready this year, but maybe want to do it next year. We have a website. It's richfieldfarmersmarket.com. All the information's on there. The applications are on there. The dates, the times, there's a map. And if you have any questions, you can also contact us through that website.
Is this farmers market going to be free for people who come?
It is absolutely free to the public. And we have something a lot of farmers markets don't. We have ample parking, and we have parking attendants, and we have flat parking. that's easy to walk on.
Oh, great. Okay. So you're not traversing the terrain.
Yes.
Getting back to the actual shops.
That's the number one issue most farmers markets have is lack of parking. So people get frustrated with that.
And I assume that Nature Park just has a big parking lot that's...
We have parking and we also have other areas that might be possible for future growth.
Okay. And that was, again, that was a big part of your decision of why you chose the park that you did, right? So that it's going to start off as year one.
Yes.
But you can expect that to grow out.
So one of the things that we looked at, there are farmers markets that surround the Richfield area, but we're somewhat in this void. And so a lot of our residents were both buying and selling and all these other markets. And so we're like, you know what? Why not bring them home? Let them sell where they live. Let them buy where they live. This is the perfect location. It's absolutely beautiful. The park itself is just a hidden gem.
The way Richfield is set up, I love Richfield. The area is just beautiful. But it always blows me away that there's like 12,000, I just looked it up. There's like 11,800 people that are in the village of Richfield. Plus you've got obviously the surrounding communities. And you're right. There is kind of that void in between Menominee Falls and Hartford and West Bend and those kind of places. This is sounding really cool. So what are your long-term goals for the farmers market in Richfield?
So the long-term goal is to grow it and to make it one of the best markets out there for our community, because that's what it's for. And, you know, one of the things that I was asked when starting this was, what about the other markets, the neighboring markets? Are you going to make them close down? No. And I will tell you firsthand, because I've been in meetings with other market managers, there is no one cheering us on better than them. They want this to succeed because they believe in the farmer market vision for Wisconsin to be able to provide fresh produce, to support farmers, to support local communities, to support the environment. It's so wholesome. It's for everyone from newborn to 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice, wholesome family fun. You can take your family there, bring the strollers, or just go by yourself and enjoy and get lunch. And again, going back to that, it's kind of that rising tide raises all ships kind of mentality, that the more that this is supported, the more that other farmers and vendors will be able to support their businesses as well.
One of the things that I learned by starting this is, you know, it wasn't just my idea. A lot of people have been thinking about this for a long time. I just happened to be the one to go there and stand in front of the board. But once that happened, so many members of the community, so many businesses, some of the people that are going to be our food trucks, they're like, we'll do whatever it takes to support you. And they've been here all along this journey, and I'm sure they're going to be there to grow with us.
How do you think this is going to benefit the local community itself? Aside from the farmers and such, how will this benefit Richfield?
One of the things that Richfield's called is a bedroom community. People go to work, come home, go to sleep, and there's not much else going on there. And we don't really have an area for that social gathering. And what is so interesting about Nature Park, it was originally intended as that because there was a farm there that they would have mill grinding and stuff like that. And people would go there and chat with their neighbors because farming was pretty lonely. So that was the watering hole way back in the day. And so we're kind of rejuvenating that in a new way. So it's going to be a place where, like I said, all ages can come, can be social, can support farmers, and can have a nice time on the weekend.
Perfect. Well, again, the Richfield Farmers Market opens June 1st. Most Saturdays through October, right?
Yes.
You can find more at, what's your website again?
RichfieldFarmersMarket.com.
Judy, thank you so much for coming in here. Thanks for like taking the first steps and making this happen. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Judy Greenfield of the Richfield Farmers Market for joining me on this week's show. I am looking forward to checking out the farmers market this year. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. You should go too. Have fun. Support local. If you ever have an idea for a guest that I should interview on 15 Minutes with Fuzz, pick up your phone and email me, 15withfuzz@gmail.com. Just be sure to spell out the word 15. And while the phone's in your hand, if you don't want to email, you could always text me, 262-299-FUZZ, 262-299-3899. You could even leave me a voicemail if you want, but I prefer text. Subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, 15withfuzz.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, you little goofball. And I'll join you next Tuesday right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz.